Do you ever feel like you're being treated as if you're invisible, as if your thoughts, feelings, and needs don't matter? Do you find yourself constantly trying to please others, only to be left feeling drained and unappreciated? If so, you're not alone. In this video, we're going to delve into the world of Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that can help you reclaim your worth and stop letting people treat you like you're nothing. Step 1. Set boundaries. Setting boundaries is an essential aspect of maintaining self-respect and ensuring others treat you with the respect you deserve. In Stoicism, the concept of boundaries aligns with understanding what is within our control and what is not. Epictetus, one of the great Stoic philosophers, emphasized the importance of distinguishing between what we can control, our thoughts, emotions, and actions, and what we cannot control, such as the actions and opinions of others. To set boundaries effectively, you must first recognize your limits and communicate them clearly to others. This involves understanding your values, needs, and priorities. For example, if you value your time and need quiet periods to recharge, it's crucial to communicate this to your friends, family, and colleagues. Politely but firmly letting them know when you are unavailable or need personal space is a way to assert your boundaries. Stoicism teaches us to remain calm and composed, even when others challenge our boundaries. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, often reminded himself to stay tranquil in the face of adversity. When someone disrespects your boundaries, instead of reacting with anger or frustration, respond with calm assertiveness. Explain why the boundary is important to you and how it contributes to your well-being. Setting boundaries also involves making tough decisions about the relationships in your life. If someone continuously disrespects your boundaries despite your efforts to communicate, it may be necessary to reevaluate their place in your life. Stoicism teaches us to surround ourselves with those who contribute positively to our personal growth and happiness. Step 2. Practice self-respect. Self-respect is the cornerstone of a dignified life. In the teachings of Stoicism, respecting oneself is essential for living virtuously and achieving inner peace. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, wrote extensively about the importance of self-respect and personal integrity. He believed that self-respect comes from living in accordance with our values and principles, rather than seeking external validation. To practice self-respect, begin by understanding your intrinsic worth. Recognize that your value does not depend on the opinions or approval of others. You are inherently worthy simply by virtue of being human. This recognition is a powerful antidote to feelings of inadequacy and helps you maintain a strong sense of self-worth regardless of external circumstances. Living with self-respect involves making choices that align with your values. Identify the principles that are most important to you, such as honesty, kindness, and perseverance. Use these principles as a guide in your daily decisions. For instance, if you value honesty, commit to being truthful in all your interactions, even when it's difficult. By consistently acting in accordance with your values, you reinforce your self-respect. Another aspect of self-respect is taking responsibility for your actions. Stoicism teaches that we are responsible for our thoughts and behaviors. When you make a mistake, own up to it, learn from it, and strive to do better. Avoiding blame or making excuses undermines your integrity and erodes self-respect. Instead, embrace accountability as a path to personal growth and self-improvement. Self-respect also means taking care of your physical and mental well-being. Prioritize activities that nourish your body and mind, such as exercise, healthy eating, and mindfulness practices. Allocate time for rest and relaxation to recharge your energy. By treating yourself with care and compassion, you demonstrate that you value your well-being and deserve to be treated with respect by others. In social interactions, practice asserting yourself respectfully. Speak up when your needs are not being met or when you feel disrespected. Use I statements to express your feelings and avoid blaming others. For example, say, "I feel overlooked when my contributions are not acknowledged," instead of, "You never appreciate what I do." This approach fosters open communication and helps maintain your self-respect. Stoicism also teaches us to remain indifferent to external judgments. Marcus Aurelius advised focusing on our own actions and virtues, rather than worrying about what others think. Remind yourself that other people's opinions are beyond your control and do not define your worth. By internalizing this Stoic principle, you can cultivate a sense of inner peace and self-respect that is unshakable. Step 3. Communicate openly. Open communication is vital for establishing and maintaining healthy relationships. In Stoicism, clear and honest communication is seen as a reflection of wisdom and integrity. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus emphasized the importance of using reason and virtue in our interactions with others. By communicating openly, we foster mutual understanding and respect, which are essential for preventing mistreatment. To communicate openly, start by being honest with yourself about your thoughts and feelings. Self-awareness is key to expressing yourself authentically. Take time to reflect on your emotions and identify what you need to communicate. This self-reflection helps you approach conversations with clarity and purpose. When engaging in open communication, practice active listening. This means fully concentrating on what the other person is saying without interrupting or planning your response while they speak. Active listening demonstrates respect and helps you understand the other person's perspective. Responding thoughtfully to their concerns fosters a sense of mutual respect and collaboration. Use I statements to express your feelings and needs without blaming or criticizing the other person. For example, instead of saying, "You never listen to me," say, "I feel unheard when my thoughts are not acknowledged." This approach helps avoid defensiveness and encourages constructive dialogue. Stoicism teaches us to remain calm and composed during conversations, especially when discussing sensitive or challenging topics. Marcus Aurelius often reminded himself to stay tranquil and not be swayed by emotions. When you feel upset or defensive, take a moment to breathe and center yourself before responding. Maintaining a calm demeanor allows you to communicate more effectively and reduces the likelihood of conflict. It's also important to be assertive in your communication. Assertiveness means expressing your needs and boundaries clearly and respectfully. Avoid passive or aggressive communication styles, which can lead to misunderstandings and resentment. Instead, strive for a balance where you can stand up for yourself while respecting others' viewpoints. Practice empathy in your interactions. Empathy involves understanding and sharing the feelings of others. By putting yourself in the other person's shoes, you can better appreciate their perspective and respond with compassion. Empathy fosters a deeper connection and helps resolve conflicts amicably. In addition to verbal communication, pay attention to nonverbal cues such as body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice. These cues can convey a lot about your feelings and intentions. Ensure that your nonverbal communication aligns with your words to avoid sending mixed signals. Stoicism also encourages us to be mindful of our words and avoid unnecessary criticism or gossip. Speak with purpose and integrity, focusing on constructive and positive communication. Avoiding harmful speech not only maintains your integrity, but also fosters a respectful and supportive environment. Be open to feedback and willing to compromise. Effective communication is a two-way street, and being receptive to others' input is crucial for mutual understanding. Consider their viewpoints and be willing to find common ground. Compromise demonstrates respect for others and strengthens relationships. Step 4. Surround yourself with positivity. The people we surround ourselves with have a significant impact on our mindset and self-perception. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of choosing our companions wisely, as they influence our thoughts, behaviors, and overall well-being. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, advised seeking the company of those who uplift and inspire us, rather than those who bring negativity and harm. To surround yourself with positivity, start by assessing your current relationships. Identify individuals who consistently support, encourage, and inspire you. These are the people who contribute positively to your growth and happiness. Conversely, recognize those who drain your energy, undermine your confidence, or treat you with disrespect. It's important to distance yourself from toxic relationships that hinder your well-being. Cultivate relationships with individuals who share your values and aspirations. Seek out people who embody the virtues you admire, such as kindness, wisdom, and integrity. By surrounding yourself with positive role models, you are more likely to adopt their constructive habits and attitudes. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, including the content we consume. Be mindful of the media, books, and entertainment you engage with. Opt for content that inspires and educates you, rather than that which promotes negativity or superficial values. Reading Stoic literature, inspirational biographies, or engaging with educational content can enrich your mind and reinforce positive thinking. Practicing gratitude is another powerful way to cultivate positivity. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of appreciating what we have rather than constantly seeking more. Take time each day to reflect on the positive aspects of your life and express gratitude for them. This practice shifts your focus from what is lacking to what is abundant, fostering a more positive and content mindset. Engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Pursuing hobbies, interests, and passions not only enriches your life, but also connects you with like-minded individuals who share your enthusiasm. Whether it's a sport, art, music, or volunteering, engaging in meaningful activities boosts your positivity and sense of purpose. Be mindful of your self-talk and internal dialogue. The way you speak to yourself can significantly influence your self-perception and emotional state. Challenge negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your strengths, achievements, and the progress you've made. This practice reinforces your self-worth and resilience. Stoicism also teaches us to practice compassion and kindness towards others. Acts of kindness not only uplift those around you, but also enhance your own sense of fulfillment and connection. Helping others, offering support, and showing empathy create a positive ripple effect that benefits both you and your community. Step 5. Learn to say no. Learning to say no is a crucial skill for maintaining your self-respect and boundaries. In Stoicism, asserting oneself and prioritizing personal well-being are seen as acts of wisdom and self-control. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of recognizing our limits and not overcommitting ourselves. By learning to say no, we protect our time, energy, and mental health. Saying no starts with understanding your priorities and values. Reflect on what is most important to you and what you need to achieve your goals and maintain your well-being. When you are clear about your priorities, it becomes easier to recognize when a request or obligation does not align with them. This clarity empowers you to make decisions that serve your best interests. It's important to remember that saying no does not make you selfish or unkind. On the contrary, it is an act of self-respect and honesty. When you decline a request that you cannot fulfill, you are being truthful with yourself and others about your capabilities and limits. This honesty fosters mutual respect and prevents resentment from building up. Stoicism teaches us to remain calm and composed when saying no. Marcus Aurelius advised practicing tranquility and not allowing external pressures to disrupt our inner peace. When faced with a request, take a moment to assess your current commitments and resources. Respond calmly and assertively, explaining your reasons if necessary. For example, you might say, "I appreciate the offer, but I am currently focused on other priorities and cannot take on additional responsibilities at this time." To say no effectively, practice assertiveness. Assertiveness means expressing your needs and boundaries clearly and respectfully. Avoid passive or aggressive responses, which can lead to misunderstandings and conflict. Instead, use I statements to communicate your decision and maintain a respectful tone. For instance, "I am unable to attend the meeting because I have a prior commitment" is a clear and respectful way to decline an invitation. It's also helpful to offer alternatives or compromises when appropriate. If you cannot fulfill a request, suggest other ways the person can achieve their goal. For example, if you are unable to take on a project at work, you might recommend a colleague who has the necessary skills and availability. Offering alternatives shows that you are considerate and willing to help within your capacity. Stoicism encourages us to let go of the need for external validation. Often, we say yes out of a desire to please others or avoid disappointment. However, this can lead to overcommitment and stress. Remind yourself that your worth is not determined by others' approval. Focus on living in accordance with your values and priorities, rather than seeking validation from external sources. Learning to say no also involves setting and enforcing boundaries. Boundaries are essential for protecting your time and energy. Communicate your boundaries clearly to others and be consistent in enforcing them. For example, if you have set aside time for self-care or personal projects, let others know that you are unavailable during that time. Consistency in enforcing boundaries reinforces their importance and helps others respect them. Practice self-compassion when you say no. It's natural to feel guilt or discomfort, especially if you are used to accommodating others. Remind yourself that taking care of your needs is essential for your well-being and enables you to be more effective and present in other areas of your life. Self-compassion helps you navigate the discomfort and reinforces your commitment to self-respect. Step 6. Stand up for yourself. Standing up for yourself is a vital component of maintaining your self-worth and dignity. In Stoicism, self-assertion is seen as an expression of wisdom and courage. Epictetus emphasized the importance of recognizing our own value and not allowing others to undermine it. By standing up for yourself, you assert your worth and demand the respect you deserve. To stand up for yourself, start by recognizing your intrinsic value. Understand that you have inherent worth and deserve to be treated with respect. This recognition forms the foundation of your self-confidence and empowers you to assert yourself in various situations. Remind yourself that your value is not dependent on others' opinions or approval. When standing up for yourself, practice assertiveness. Assertiveness involves expressing your needs, boundaries, and opinions clearly and respectfully. It is different from aggression, which involves trying to dominate or control others, and from passivity, which involves neglecting your own needs. Assertiveness strikes a balance where you can advocate for yourself while respecting others' viewpoints. In situations where you feel disrespected or mistreated, it's important to address the issue directly and calmly. Stoicism teaches us to remain composed and not be swayed by emotions. Take a moment to breathe and center yourself before responding. This helps you approach the situation with a clear mind and communicate effectively. Use I statements to express your feelings and needs without blaming or criticizing others. For example, say, "I feel disrespected when my contributions are not acknowledged," instead of, "You never appreciate what I do." This approach reduces defensiveness and fosters constructive dialogue. Clearly state what you need or expect moving forward, such as, "I would appreciate it if you could acknowledge my input in future meetings." Standing up for yourself also involves setting and enforcing boundaries. Communicate your boundaries clearly to others and be consistent in maintaining them. For example, if a colleague frequently interrupts you during meetings, you might say, "I would appreciate it if you could let me finish speaking before responding." Consistently enforcing this boundary reinforces its importance and helps others respect it. It's important to practice self-respect and not tolerate behavior that undermines your dignity. Stoicism teaches us to value our integrity and not allow others to diminish it. If someone continues to treat you disrespectfully, despite your efforts to address the issue, it may be necessary to distance yourself from that relationship. Surround yourself with individuals who respect and support you. Stoicism also encourages us to remain indifferent to external judgments. Marcus Aurelius advised focusing on our own actions and virtues rather than worrying about what others think. Remind yourself that other people's opinions are beyond your control and do not define your worth. By internalizing this Stoic principle, you can cultivate a sense of inner peace and resilience. Standing up for yourself sometimes requires courage, especially in challenging or confrontational situations. Stoicism teaches us to embrace courage as a virtue and to face difficulties with resolve. Remember that standing up for yourself is an act of self-respect and integrity. It is a demonstration of your commitment to living in accordance with your values. Step 7. Seek support. Seeking support is an important aspect of maintaining your self-worth and well-being. Stoicism recognizes the value of community and the support of others in our journey towards personal growth and resilience. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of mutual support and companionship. By seeking support, you surround yourself with individuals who uplift and encourage you, helping you navigate challenges and reinforce your self-respect. To seek support, start by identifying the people in your life who provide positive and constructive encouragement. These are individuals who genuinely care about your well-being and offer valuable insights and guidance. They may include family members, friends, mentors, or colleagues. Reach out to these supportive individuals and cultivate those relationships. It's important to communicate openly with your support network. Share your thoughts, feelings, and experiences with them. Be honest about your challenges and seek their advice or perspective. Open communication fosters trust and deepens your connections. It also allows others to offer the support and encouragement you need. Stoicism teaches us to remain humble and recognize that seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Marcus Aurelius often reflected on the value of learning from others and being open to their wisdom. Acknowledge that you do not have to navigate life's challenges alone. Seeking support demonstrates self-awareness and a commitment to personal growth. In addition to personal relationships, consider seeking professional support when needed. This may include therapy, coaching, or counseling. Professional support can provide you with tools and strategies to manage stress, build resilience, and enhance your self-worth. It also offers an objective perspective that can help you navigate complex situations more effectively. Engage in communities or groups that align with your interests and values. This could be a support group, a hobby club, or an online community. Being part of a group that shares your passions and values provides a sense of belonging and connection. It also offers opportunities to receive support and encouragement from like-minded individuals. Practicing gratitude is another way to strengthen your support network. Express appreciation for the support you receive from others. A simple thank you or acknowledgement of their efforts goes a long way in nurturing your relationships. Gratitude reinforces positive interactions and encourages a reciprocal exchange of support. Stoicism also emphasizes the importance of giving support to others. Seneca believed that mutual support and compassion are essential for a fulfilling life. By offering support to those around you, you create a positive and supportive environment. Helping others not only benefits them, but also enhances your own sense of purpose and connection. Step 8. Practice self-care. Practicing self-care is essential for maintaining your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. In Stoicism, taking care of oneself is seen as an act of wisdom and self-respect. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of nurturing our body and mind to achieve a balanced and fulfilling life. By practicing self-care, you reinforce your self-worth and ensure that you are treated with the respect you deserve. To practice self-care, start by prioritizing your physical health. This includes maintaining a balanced diet, engaging in regular exercise, getting adequate sleep, and attending to your medical needs. Taking care of your physical health not only enhances your energy and vitality, but also demonstrates that you value and respect your body. Engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. This could include hobbies, creative pursuits, or spending time in nature. Allocate time each day for relaxation and stress management techniques, such as meditation, deep breathing, or mindfulness practices. These activities help you recharge and maintain a positive mindset. Stoicism teaches us to cultivate a healthy mind by focusing on what is within our control and letting go of what is not. Marcus Aurelius often reminded himself to remain indifferent to external events and to focus on his own thoughts and actions. Practice this principle by managing your stress and anxiety through mindfulness and reflection. Accept that you cannot control everything and focus on maintaining a calm and composed mind. Self-care also involves setting and enforcing boundaries. Recognize your limits and communicate them clearly to others. This includes setting boundaries around your time, energy, and personal space. For example, If you need time to recharge after work, let your family or friends know that you are unavailable during that period. Consistently enforcing these boundaries reinforces their importance and helps others respect them. Engage in activities that promote personal growth and self-improvement. This could include reading, learning new skills, or pursuing educational opportunities. By investing in your personal development, you enhance your self-worth and demonstrate a commitment to continuous growth. Stoicism encourages us to seek wisdom and knowledge as a path to a fulfilling life. Practice self-compassion and kindness towards yourself. Acknowledge your achievements and celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Avoid self-criticism and negative self-talk, which undermine your self-worth. Instead, focus on your strengths and the positive qualities that make you unique. Self-compassion helps you navigate challenges with resilience and reinforces your self-respect. Another aspect of self-care is maintaining a positive and supportive environment. Surround yourself with individuals who uplift and encourage you. Create a space that promotes relaxation and positivity. This could include decluttering your living area, adding elements that bring you joy, or creating a designated space for relaxation and mindfulness practices. Step 9. Forgive but don't forget. Forgiving those who have wronged you is a powerful act of self-liberation and inner peace. In Stoicism, forgiveness is seen as an expression of wisdom and compassion. By forgiving but not forgetting, you release the burden of negative emotions while retaining the wisdom gained. To forgive, start by acknowledging your feelings and the impact of the wrongdoing. Allow yourself to process the emotions associated with the experience, such as anger, hurt, or disappointment. Stoicism teaches us to accept our emotions without letting them control us. Recognize that it is natural to feel these emotions, but also understand the importance of moving past them for your own well-being. Forgiveness involves letting go of the desire for revenge or retribution. Marcus Aurelius often reflected on the futility of harboring anger and seeking revenge. He believed that holding on to these negative emotions only harms oneself. Practice compassion by recognizing the humanity in those who have wronged you. Understand that everyone makes mistakes and that forgiveness is a path to inner peace. It's important to differentiate between forgiveness and condoning harmful behavior. Forgiving someone does not mean excusing their actions or allowing them to continue treating you poorly. It means releasing the hold that the negative emotions have on you. By forgiving, you free yourself from the cycle of resentment and focus on your own healing and growth. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what is within our control. While you cannot change the past or the actions of others, you can control your response to them. Choose to respond with forgiveness and compassion, rather than allowing the wrongdoing to define your actions or self-worth. This empowers you to reclaim your peace and integrity. Forgiveness also involves setting and enforcing boundaries. If someone has repeatedly disrespected or harmed you, it's important to establish clear boundaries to protect yourself. Communicate these boundaries firmly and consistently enforce them. For example, if a friend has betrayed your trust, you might decide to limit your interactions with them or redefine the nature of your relationship. This ensures that you maintain your self-respect and prevent further harm. While forgiveness is essential, it's equally important to remember the lessons learned from the experience. Reflect on what the situation has taught you about yourself, others, and your boundaries. Use this wisdom to make informed decisions and protect yourself in the future. Stoicism encourages us to learn from our experiences and grow wiser through them. Practice self-compassion as you navigate the process of forgiveness. Recognize that forgiveness is a journey and that it's okay to take time to heal. Be patient with yourself and acknowledge the progress you make along the way. Self-compassion helps you stay resilient and reinforces your commitment to self-respect. Engage in activities that promote emotional healing and well-being. This could include mindfulness practices, journaling, or seeking support from trusted individuals. These activities help you process your emotions and gain clarity. They also provide a positive outlet for your energy, helping you move forward with a sense of peace and purpose.